Increasingly, conservationists have focused on even larger scale approaches to conservation, and this is known as landscape conservation, where the focus is on multiple linked ecosystems and land uses within a particular biogeographic region, often covering multiple jurisdictions and many different kinds of stakeholders, from farmers to indigenous people, conservationists, producers of all different kinds and communities. And many times landscape conservation focuses on restoring or maintaining connectivity, sort of what we talked about last time, as well as biodiversity for the greater resilience of the whole landscape in terms in the face of climate change and other threats, and also the maintenance of productivity, agricultural productivity, ecosystem productivity, and the provisioning of ecosystem services, not just for nature, but for humans as well. So landscape conservation can be defined as conserving landscape functions that support the wildlife and natural resources of the area, as well as communities, cultural heritage, and development, and the economy. There's a couple of websites, largelandscapes.org and globescapes.org, that give you more information. And one example of such a landscape that is a target of conservation is the Western Wildway Network Corridor Project.